What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the Hakamadi Ant C, and today we are giving you a recap of NXT Vengeance Day 2024. Vengeance Day took place on February 4th in Clarksville, Tennessee. And our first match tonight is a special Dusty Cup title, well, not title, Dusty Cup Classic Tournament. We have Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams taking on Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker. And Corbin and Breaker come out on motorcycles, which is cool. Carmelo lands a fadeaway to Baron Corbin. Corbin nails a DVD to Trick Williams. Breaker nails a power slam to Hayes. Hayes hits a lion salt to Corbin and gets a two. Hayes lands a first 48 to Breaker and gets a two count. Breaker tosses Corbin onto both men on the floor. Corbin hits an end of days to Carmelo Hayes and a deep six to Trick Williams. Hayes jumps. Trick Williams takes out Baron Corbin, but then Braun Breaker spares Carmelo Hayes to get a three count. And Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker are the Dusty Cup winners. I enjoy this match. I gave it a 7 out of 10. Great action between these two teams, and I'm excited to see what's going to come next. But this is a great opener. And a great tag match to start Vengeance Day. Next, we have the special no disqualification match. Dijak taking on Joe Gacy. Dijak comes out with a nightstick. Gacy dives on Dijak on the floor. Gacy lands a cannonball to Dijak off a chair. Gacy sets up a table and pours toys on it, but Dijak lands a big boot. Gacy spears Dijak with a can on top of him. Gacy pushes Dijak off the ropes and through the table on the floor. Dijak lands a choke slam onto a chair. Gacy puts tape over Dijak's eyes and beats him with a kendo stick. Dijak lands a feast your eyes but can't get the pin. Dijak hits Joe Gacy with a nightstick. Feast your eyes, and he gets a three count. After the match, Gacy smiles. This is a good match. Dijak got the win. I gave it a 6 out of 10. Could have been a bit better, but definitely hardcore and worth the watch. Next, we have Chase U selling their calendars backstage or trying to get out of debt. We have OTM and Jada Parker taking on the D'Angelo family. And this was an okay match. The D'Angelo family gets the win after Tony hits Nemo with a fisherman suplex. I gave it a 5 out of 10. Could have been a bit better, but I'm a big Tony D'Angelo fan. I'm 100% Italian, so rooting for him. Next, we see Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes in the doctor's office backstage. Hayes tells Trick to stay to slay the Mad Dragon tonight, and Trick says he needs his brother by his side, so Carmelo Hayes will be at ringside. We get a promo for NXT Stand Deliver taking place on April 6, 2024. Next, we have the NXT Women's Championship on the line. Roxanne Perez taking on the NXT Women's Champion Lyra Valkyria. This is a great back and forth between these two. During the match, Lola Vice runs out with her breakout championship contract. She kicks Tam Paxley, and the match becomes a triple threat between Lola Vice, Roxanne, and Lyra. This is a great match. Roxanne hits Lyra with a pop rocks, but Tatum attacks Roxanne. And then Lyra hits Lola with a Night's Wish, and Lyra retains. I give this a 7 out of 10. Great triple threat match between these women. This is my first time seeing Lola Vice, and she did great. We get a promo about men having three faces. Could this be Okada? Who knows, but it was definitely interesting to see. Next, we have the NXT North American Championship on the line. Dragon Lee taking on the NXT North American Champion, Oba Femi. And this is a good match. A lot of back and forth action with Dragon Lee performing a lot of high risk maneuvers. But the end comes after Oba Femi lands a clothesline, hits a snake eyes, and a power bomb, and Oba gets the win. I gave this match a 6 out of 10. Oba Femi is a beast in the ring, but Dragon Lee was very fast, so it was good chemistry between the two. Next, we see Roxanne Perez attacking Lola Vice backstage. Roxanne is upset that Lola got involved in her singles match. Next, we have our main event, the NXT Championship on the line. NXT Champion Ilya Dragunov defending against Trick Williams with Carmelo Hayes. And this was an amazing match. Great Trick Williams looked great, a lot of back and forth. We saw Ilya nail a flying H bomb to get a two. Carmelo Hayes argues with the referee. Trick Williams accidentally hits him and the referee. Ilya hits a knee and H bomb. Both men run and collide into each other, but Ilya pins Trick Williams to get a three count and retain the title. I give this match an 8 out of 10. Great action between these two. After the match, Carmelo Hayes hugs Trick and says, "You're my boy." And then, as Trick turns around, Carmelo Hayes clips Trick Williams' knees. Carmelo Hayes grabs a chair and nails Trick Williams many times in the leg with a chair. And then Carmelo Hayes sits over Trick. A chance of "fuck you, Melo" happens, and Carmelo Hayes leaves Trick Williams laid out in the ring. Carmelo Hayes blames us fans. This was a great pay-per-view. A lot of the matches were good. I definitely recommend checking it out. I'm excited. We are on the road to NXT Stand Deliver. We have NXT recap from February 6th coming up. We have Roadblock coming your way in a couple of weeks. I'm excited. Make sure you check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out on YouTube, Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. Give us a like. Give us a 5-star. Give us a like. Hit the notification bell and leave a comment. Let us know what you thought about NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.